Welcome home. I was waiting for you. You sound so surprised, but I live here too. Who am I? Hard question. I don't know. Why look around? Can't you see me? Under your bed. Get closer. Look at me. Do they always run? Come back. You can't run. I know where you are. Just turn around. Look at me. See you. Look at me. Nowhere to run now. I can get close. Open your eyes. Look at me. Please. Please don't leave. Don't run away again. No, don't cry. Don't be afraid of me. Hurt you? I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anyone. But they always keep running away. What is it that scares you? My eyes? I can close them if you wish. But yours make me feel warm. I've been longing for a bit of warmth for so long. Yes? Breathe. Become full of life again, like you always are. I would never want to take this away from you. I just want to feel your touch. I started living in this house. This is the first time someone actually answers me. And you didn't try to escape again. Are you willing to hear me? Yes, I've been living here for some time now, hiding and crawling around in the darker corners. That spot under your bed is my favorite. But in all the other houses I've been, when people started noticing I was there, they always got paranoid and obsessed with getting rid of me. Exorcisms, holy water. One time, a couple found out that strong light hurts me and they tried to burn me down with a flashlight. But you, my presence never seemed to bother you. In fact, I've been taking care of you for a while now. I silently watched you for a long time, and I saw the gentle and lonely person you are. So at that time when you were very sick and bedridden, I would change your water bags when you were sleeping, make sure you only had enough blankets when you were feeling cold, never too much. One day I even touched your forehead to see if you have a fever. I think you were so sick you didn't notice any of that. But still, you didn't seem to feel bad around me like everyone else did. So I thought I could maybe show myself to you. However, when you saw me, you panicked and ran away too, like everyone else did. I guess he was right about me after all. I'm an unlovable monster. If I'm not welcome here, if just the sight of me terrifies you, tell me that I'll never come back, I promise. You'll never have to look at me again. Are you hugging me back? But... sends chills down your spine. I'm sorry, but I don't want to let go. I finally feel so warm. It's like it's almost like I'm alive again. Are you sure? You can feel anything but fear for someone or something like me. Does that mean I don't need to go away and find a new house again? Thank you. Thank you so much. What? Marks on my neck? I don't know what you're... No, I'm fine. Don't worry. I think I'm starting to remember some things from when I was alive. And when the memories came back, the pain from it came with them. I wandered around as a lost soul for so long, then my past self started fading, becoming nothing but a distant memory. I didn't even remember why I was still here anymore. But sharing this moment with you connected me with this world again in some way, and everything started coming back at once. I don't think you'll want to know the answer to your question about these marks and bruises on my neck. But I think it's fair that I tell you, if you're sure. This is the kind of thing you'll probably live better without knowing. All right. Everything is still a little clouded, but I'll try my best. I don't know how long ago that was, or where I lived in the past. The details are still missing, but I remember being a normal girl who had just reached adulthood. Full of joy and my hopes and dreams. And then I met a man. He was my Prince Charming. So simple and handsome and gentle. He treated me like the princess I wanted to be. So it didn't take very long before we got married. Everything seemed so perfect that I thought I would live a fairy tale life. But that's not what happened. As time went on, he started acting less and less like the man I knew. Or thought I knew, at least. He started putting me down and yelling at me. I told myself it was only a phase and that it would get better. But he didn't. It didn't. He only started doing this with even bettier things. And more often. I think I was too blinded by love at the time. But he was also driving me away from my friends and my family. When I thought something was odd and looked at my surroundings, I was already alone. And he slowly convinced me it was my fault. That I was crazy. That I was the monster. That no one else would love me, so I should be grateful he did. Eventually, he started getting physical in our fights, if you can even call them that. But I was already so numb about the whole thing, I didn't even care anymore. I'll spare you from the details about what happened during that time, but something made me realize that things weren't right. That wasn't how love was supposed to be. It couldn't be. So I decided I would run away. I didn't have anywhere to go, but anything would be better than that. So I went home to get the few things I still owned before leaving, and that was my biggest mistake. He was home that day. I didn't think he would be. And he noticed that there was something wrong. I never stayed away from my routine normally, and I had a bag with all of my things. When he saw me, he asked to give me a hug before I left. I knew that wasn't right, but I couldn't run away anymore. When he got really close to me, he put both of them, his hands, around my neck, and somehow, before their souls can be put to rest. But I don't want vengeance. I don't want anyone else to be hurt. I just want to feel some warmth and intimacy with someone that genuinely cared about me instead of despised me. I told you it wouldn't be something you'd be happy to know. My story definitely doesn't have a happy ending. Help me? But how? You don't need to do this out of pity. You don't... That really happened? But I'm a monster. Your lips, they are so warm. And my body feels so warm now too. Wait. My skin, it's regaining color. I don't know if you can see it, but I'm sure it is. My eyes are changing. Please, don't stop. Can I maybe touch you a bit more? Like, put my hand on your chest, under your shirt? I'm sorry if that's not something you want me to do. It's fine. As I said, I've been longing for care, intimacy. Feeling someone's body touching mine, and yours is so warm and perfect. Thank you. It feels so nice. You can touch me as well if you wish. This feels so good. Your kiss, your body. I'm sorry about all this hair getting in the way. I let it grow and cover most of my face, so I wouldn't have to be reminded of what I became when I looked in myself in the mirror. But you not only had the courage to look me at the eye in that state, but you also touched me and kissed me. And your touch, it always feels so caring, just like now. Would you be okay with me sitting on your lap? If I'm being honest, I'm really starting to want to be touched in a different way. By you. Is that fine? It's okay. You don't need to be afraid of touching me. It won't hurt me, I promise. Your touch only makes me feel more and more alive. Yes, you can take my clothes off. I think we should go back to your room first. I want you to feel as comfortable as possible, and I don't think being in the corner of a tiny dark room helps a lot. Can you hold my hand as we go? I would really like that. Thank you. You can undress me now. You'll have to look at me with just the dim light coming through the window, but... yeah. Even when I was alive, I never had a body that would get a lot of attention. And I got very skinny after I died. But I hope you like it. I'm so glad. Can I take your clothes off too? Oh wow, you look amazing. Come closer. I want to feel our bodies pressed together. Finally feel all of your warmth. Of course, you can touch my breasts. You can touch me however you want. Are you... God. I'll never get tired of kissing you. Are you going to take me tonight? Yes, of course I want that. That's all I could want. I'll lie down on your bed facing you. Just come on top of me, okay? I thought that after what happened, I would be vulnerable like this, never near a man again. But you, your presence, your touch, your voice, your gaze, everything about you just makes me feel so safe. Come closer. I'll spread my legs for you. Look at me with your beautiful eyes again and put yourself inside of me, please. I really want you right now. Never felt anything like this before. Oh, and you inside of me. It's so hot. It feels like my body is going to melt. In a good way. I really want to feel more of this. You can keep touching the rest of my body too. You're so gentle. I love everything about this. Go deeper, you can go deeper. I want to feel good too. I want you to feel as good as I'm feeling, so please use my body to make yourself feel good. Hey, please, more. I want more. Keep making love to me. Take me, make me yours. I never thought I would be happy like this again. Oh God, you're going so deep. This just feels so good. Can you kiss me again? I think I'm starting to get close. Are you close too? Please tell me you are. I want us to feel good together. I'll wrap my arms and legs around you. Keep doing this. Come with me. Please. Come with me. Please. Come with me. I want you to. I don't know. Please. You make me happy. So happy. That was Even when I was alive, I don't remember ever feeling anything like this. Can you hold me again? I don't feel cold like I did before, but your body and arms still make me feel so much warmer and safer. Hey, are you seeing this light? It's so bright, so beautiful, and I feel like it's calling for me. I think my time has finally come, but I'm not sure if I want to go now. I finally found someone like you. I don't know what's on the other side. It might just be eternal happiness. It might be scary. But if I stay here with you, I know for sure I will be happy. It might not last forever, and I don't know what will happen after. But please, give me your hand. What do you think I should do? Thank you for accepting me, for taking care of me. I promise that for as long as I can still exist in this plane, I will do everything I can to make you happy. Whatever it is that exists on the other side, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but you'll have to wait for me a bit longer. I still have things to do here. I think this curse I have can finally be a blessing. I can live the life I wanted to, even if I'm not exactly alive. Keep holding my hand and cuddle me, okay? I don't really need to sleep, but I'll be with you here until you wake up every single morning. Good night, my soulmate. You're right. I should let things flow the way they should. I'll miss you so much. But I'll believe you that there's something better on the other side. I have faith in you. I'll be expecting that one day we can meet again. I really will. I'll never forget about you. I promise. I hope my family and friends can forgive me for abandoning them and for taking so long to get there. I hope they'll be there to welcome me. I'm coming, everyone. I'm coming.